Are you frustrated that the clutter is blocking your creativity? Tune in for strategies from a professional organizer and an artist on how you can create systems and still maintain your creativity. Welcome to Got Clutter, Get Organized. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and I am your host. This podcast is here to empower you to declutter your mind, space, and life. I want to say hello if you're a regular listener. And if you're listening for the very first time, I want to welcome you. I hope you are having a great start to this week. In this episode, our guest is fellow professional organizer, author, and artist, Nicole Gabe. And she's going to be sharing strategies from her book on how to use systems to be more organized and still maintain your creativity. I will also be sharing my favorite product, app repurpose, as well as my book suggestion for this week. And just in case you did not know, the average home has over 300,000 items. And I share that with you, and you start adding all those wonderful tools you use to be creative, it just continues to grow, which is why I wanted to bring on a professional. And her name is Nicole Gabe, and she has 20 plus years of organizing hundreds of homes and offices. Using her art and design background, she helps people bridge that gap between beautiful and functional to maximize organizing capacity. Nicole is a Golden Circle member of NAPO, the National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals, and a past historian of the South Florida chapter. Nicole offers an online virtual platform for clients and travels to wherever her clients need her. She lives in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, where she can be found organizing her fur baby Luna's wardrobe and accessory closet and sorting seashells. So, I want you to really just kind of listen to this episode and then listen to it again, take some notes, share this episode with all of your friends who are creative, who are artists, because there are going to be some strategies shared that can help you organize your space, but continue to be creative. Hello and welcome to Got Clutter, Get Organized, the conversation. I am excited because I have a returning guest as well as a fellow professional organizer and author, Nicole Gabe. Nicole, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Janet. Thanks for having me back.
So today we're going to talk about organizing, but also organizing from the aspect of the creative person. But before we get into that, I want to talk about your book, which is The Art of Organizing, An Artful Guide to an Organized Life. What made you decide to write that book? Yes, there it is. It's nice and colorful.
There it is.
You can't miss it, you know, when you're either on Amazon or either in the bookstore. But what made you decide to write
that? Thank you. Well, I've been a professional organizer for 23 years, and I worked mostly one-on-one clients. I mean, usually it was always one-on-one. And I felt like I was using the same method over and over with each client. And then I would teach classes. I've taught workshops at colleges. I've taught them at adult night school. And I was always repeating the same process. And I realized not only has it helped me so much, because that's a process I've relied on all these years, but I felt like I wanted to reach more people and that more people should have access to learn the process, because it is a skill, I believe, that anyone can learn. So with the proper guidance, I felt like if I could explain it in a simple enough manner, that it would be easy to grasp. And I'm a creative too. I'm an artist. I'm a textile designer by training. And I really, every time I worked with my clients, I would draw them pictures and I would say, oh, you need a shoe shelf over here. They'd say, well, what do you mean by that? And I would draw a picture and they'd say, oh, yes, of course. I know what that is. Or I would say, this is a good place for a magazine box. Well, what is that? So I found that obviously as an artist, I loved to illustrate what I was trying to say. And after a while, it just felt like the next natural step was to put it all in a book.
So, Nicole, what is the misconception between the organizing but also the creativity? Because sometimes people feel, well, I'm a creative, so therefore, you know, I'm not going to be organized, but I know it's a misconception. And you talk about it in your book. Can you explain a little bit more about it?
Yeah, for sure. So as an artist myself, I've gone through that evolution. You know, at first, when I was in college, I felt like I need to have my creative juices flowing. So I need to see everything and everything needs to be in front of me for inspiration. And after a while, I realized that wasn't really working for me. You know, I was living in an apartment in New York, but I had to get to my classes at my college and there had to be a way for me to gather my things and make it portable. So little by little, it was an organic process for me for sure was, okay, I need to have sections for everything. And that's what I do now in my studio. I just think many artists either don't have that skill, because I really think it's a skill we can learn, don't you think?
Yes, definitely, definitely. Yeah.
So I feel that I had the opportunities to work in the corporate world, even though it was difficult as a creative person, because they rely on systems. And, you know, everything in corporate America is systematized, but also repetitive. And as an artist, we always try to think outside the box and we want new ideas and we want to try it from this angle. Maybe it'll be better if we do it this way. And I sort of just took it all in when I worked at this company. And I worked at MTV and Nickelodeon, which we would think, oh, such creative companies. It must have been like art everywhere all day long. And it wasn't. You know, their internal structure was very systematized. And then I started to see, well, I worked in the props department and the set design department at Nickelodeon, and I also saw how organized it was. So I was learning systems without even knowing it, but I was using the systems. I also created the prop closet for Nickelodeon. So it was a big giant warehouse and everything had to be put in order because you couldn't have just aisles and aisles of props everywhere. If we needed pots and pans, we need to find those. You know, if we needed hats, we need to know where that is. And if you need, you know, funny wigs, you need to know where those are. So I was learning those systems and I feel like that's what my book is imparting. It's that knowledge that I gained from my years in corporate world. And then I weave in my artist flair because the book is illustrated, as you know, and it's full color. So that's really the inspiration behind it, but also to really help artists, give them access to this is how systems can work for you. Because so many creatives wouldn't take a job in a corporate world.
And just listening to you, you know, I can see how the organization can actually almost expand your creativity, because when you are in a creative space, there's certain colors, textiles, certain things. And if you can actually put your hand on it, it allows that creativity to continue to flow, as when you have things a little disorganized or clutter, then you've got to waste your time and energy and you're just looking for, I know I bought it. I think I bought it last week. And then of course, maybe 2 or 3 months later, you actually find, I knew I had it. So yes, creating systems, because as you were talking, I'm thinking, yeah, you can have all your red beads over here and maybe all your specific color fabrics over there. So I can understand it. So Nicole, for people who are maybe creative, maybe because it's their business, but also the people at home, because I know a lot of people who every season, they just go all out and they decorate their homes. How can you provide like maybe a strategy or two for those people just so they can continue, whether it's at home or even with their business, to be creative?
Yes, absolutely. And what you were saying earlier in this portion of your question, because I kind of feel like there was a couple of parts to it, and that is, as a creative person, you need to be able to put your hands on that thing. So again, I always go back to my principles, which is first sections, breaking everything down into sections, and then breaking it down into zones in each section. So, and that applies to an artist organizing his or her studio. And then it applies, like you said, people who are at home and they want to go all out and decorate, you know, first it's Thanksgiving and then it's winter wonderland. And then it's, let's get into spring with daffodils. And now we're in later spring with, you know, more colors and moving to summer. So I get that. The most important thing is from the get-go is breaking it down into sections. So as an artist in a studio, for example, I use many mediums. I do acrylic painting, in which case I'm doing mixed media, which requires, or which I use, all different textures, colors, images, all different kinds of texture making tools, etc. So that's my acrylics. I also do oil painting. So that's a whole nother language of art supplies. So then I have my acrylic painting with mixed media, access to all the products I store in a box. And I have that section. Then I have my oil painting section. So that requires different brushes. It requires the brush cleaner, of course, all the paints, and then you have newer paints, and then you add paint because you're always looking for the right color and all the supplies with that. And then I also make jewelry. So I have a whole section for jewelry making. So that, and with home decor, same thing. Keeping everything in its proper boxes. So whether you store things in a closet, in your basement, your attic, it does need to be stored properly. Because as you know, we store for retrieval. We're not just throwing things in boxes and hoping for the best. when we want to stay organized, you have each category in a box. So let's say you have a Thanksgiving box, preferably a clear plastic, or, you know, that sort of frosted kind of plastic we have out there, and put your products, all your decor, everything that goes with that, but have a big label on it. This is Thanksgiving. And then maybe you have another box and that's your winter decor box. And then that's separate and slightly different and on. So then it's your spring box, you know, and then it's your summer box, and that has to be clearly labeled. So right there, in that kind of decor, you're creating your sections, and really it's all going to be zone one, because those are all the decor you're going to pull out, because maybe you added a few things, but that's all going to get used for the most part. You know, each year you might go through it and say, you know what, I really didn't like that poster or that banner or whatever, and donate it. And same with artist spaces. Once we decide what our sections are, depending what kind of artwork we're doing, and we have many facets of our artwork, some people will do large format, some is smaller format, some is photography, whatever it is. And then once you have your sections, you break it down into zones. And I'll explain that, because so much feedback I get is, wow, that zones principle really changed, was a game changer for me. So I'll explain it. And what that means is very simple. You have your section. Let's say it's going to be my mixed media. My zone one items is things I need the closest to me when I start that project. So it's my acrylic brushes. It's my cups for water and my wax paper for paint and the canvases I'm working on, etc. So the most important things I need to get started are my zone one. Zone two might be extra supplies. Maybe I'm going to do a special effect, or I'm going to add gesso, or I'm going to add some polymers. So that's zone two, because that's like, I'm not always using that material. And then zone three is, okay, I have boxes of fabrics, and I have boxes of all kinds of textures that I like, etc. So that's my zone three. So it's in my cabinet. It's on a higher shelf because I don't access it right away. It's just a little less level of priority, if you will. And then in my case, I have a zone four, which is reference books. I love my art reference books. But I don't need those right next to me all the time. So I have that a little further away. It's in a bookcase. I know I can walk over there and pull out what I'm looking for, but I don't need all those items on my desk at all times. So that's the zone's principle. It's, you know, taking everything you're going to work with and prioritizing it, because we don't need everything in our space at all times. And that's the key.
And you know what, just listening to the different zones, it also allows you to be creative without having anything that you don't need, because you just have the things that you actually need and you're working with, and you don't have maybe some extra supplies, et cetera, taking up that valuable creative space. But also what you were saying about how to designate containers, you know, whether they're clear or, you know, a little bit frosted. And as you were saying, and one of the things I think people start like that, Nicole, and you probably know this, but what happens is they're taking things down. There's a little space in this one, even though it might be, you know, spring, and they're right now they're in Thanksgiving, and they just kind of shove it in there. So I think also with all of that, it's just a little discipline as well. But that's what you talk about with your zones. I like that, the zone principle. So everybody's a zone principle, but you have to probably get the book to really dig deep. So Nicole, how do you stay organized? Like, because you know, you are a creative. I mean, you said you do jewelry, you do paintings, but you also work with clients, you're an author, you've got family obligations. So how do you manage it all?
You know, the sections that I talked about is in some ways, it is the tangible version of compartmentalizing. So as you know, in your varied parts of your career, we compartmentalize. So that's where the sections part came in, and that's how I use it. So I stay organized by having not only each section of my life, like you said, the book, I'm also an illustrator. I illustrated the whole book. So I keep each of these kind of specialties, if you will, in their own section. So if I'm ready to do illustration, I pull out the things I need just for that. If I'm ready to do marketing for my book, then I have a marketing section and all the notes and people and potential opportunities and things like that. So I'll draw on that. Now, the key thing is not just keeping things then in sections, because then I broke it down into my zones, but then there's something I call back to one. And back to one is also another principle in my book that I talk about. And that's from my TV production days. This is a concept I learned where as the art department comes in and creates the set, there are so many decisions involved and many people who make these decisions. So there's the lighting department, the sound department, the art department. Then you have the director, the producer. Everyone is weighing in on how that scene, that set should look. And it's very intentional. Okay, I'm going to put this wine glass here. No, it's in the way of the camera. Can't see the actor's face. Nope, we're going to move it there. So everything gets set. And they call that back to one. So once everyone gets into the scene, the actors are doing their thing, cameras are moving, all kinds of things are moving and happening at the same time. When that happens, there's always a reason that the director will yell, cut. Okay. Now, maybe there was a sound outside, airplane went by. Maybe they want to see the actor do it differently. There's a million reasons. So now everything on that set has been moved around. The actors were in, now they're out. Everything has changed. Camera moved somewhere else. Okay. Now they say back to one, everybody. So all the people, the players who knew how to set that scene, go back in, they take pictures of it. They know what back to one will look like. And there is a reference point. And that same concept is what I use in my work and in my daily life. I mean, for everything. I've determined from the beginning, after my sections, put it in zones, then I break it down as to what is my back to one. And I always recommend to people, spend 15 minutes every night before you go to bed. Get back to one before you leave the office. Get back to one. Because if you don't, and things continue to be out of place by the weekend, it's going to be hard to find anything. And then you have to spend a few hours on a Saturday. which is fine. But you create, like you said, it's a discipline. You want to create that process for yourself to get back to one. That's how I stay organized.
I'm going to take that from you back to one, because I really work hard to discipline myself to actually put things back where they belong. So
that's right.
So yeah, back to one. I like that, Nicole. Oh, so Nicole, good. How can people connect with you, but also get a copy of your book?
Yes. So you can connect with me on Instagram, which would be fabulous. It's at Nicole Gabay, NicoleGabai. And they can go to my website, which is the letter B like boy hyphen organized, organized.net. Send me emails, call me any which way works for me. And my newest certification, I'm not sure if I had completed this the last time we spoke. I am now certified as a virtual organizing professional. Did you know that? Did I tell you before? Congrats.
Well, not before, but because I follow you on Instagram, I knew about it.
Oh, thank you. So you thank you. And that is, I'm really excited about that, because we have found in so many ways, I mean, even scientifically proven, about creating new synapses in our brains. And that skill transfer is what we have found happens in virtual organizing. So I'm over here being the I don't even want to say coach, because I'm really being the instructor, and I'm helping the client move through their steps, and their physicality is teaching them new ways of doing things. So not only is it effective to organize the space, but we've learned scientifically that our brains are creating new ways of doing things. And so I'm excited about it. So my clients can be anywhere in the world, and you know, this whole process of Zoom has been just a godsend, really.
Yes, it truly has. It truly has. Well, of course, you know, those watching and listening, I will have a link so you can get Nicole's book. I'll have a link so you can connect with her via Instagram. And I'll also have a link so you can check out her website. Nicole, thank you so much for joining us today. It's always great to see you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Janet. Thanks for having me.
So what was your takeaway from my conversation with Nicole? I would love for you to share it with me. So now it's time to transition to Taylor's Tip Time, where I'll be sharing 5 practical strategies to help you organize your space. So we're talking about creative space, living space. So the first thing you want to do is list the spaces that you need to organize. Now, I know a lot of people who have creative space. They have an office space, but they also have a space where they actually create. Or sometimes they just section out a room where this is my desk, this is where I create. And of course, then they have their supplies, etc. So just list the spaces that you feel need to be organized. Number 2, think about what space will bring you joy the most or ease your stress. And that's where you focus. And it could be those supplies. You know, you got the paintbrushes, the paints. You got all different types of materials and items. Number 3, purge, trash, or sometimes even donate. You know, there was once a time where I was really into that creative space, and I would, you know, cover photo albums. That's when people used to use photo albums, and I had all different types of materials and different things I would decorate the photo albums with. But once I decided that that was something I was no longer going to do, I decided to donate those materials. But definitely, always purge and always trash and get rid of things before you really start thinking about, okay, these are all the types of organizing tools I need. Number 4, organize. And organize so that it's accessible to you. You know, maybe having your paintbrushes on, you know, the surface works for you. Whereas some people, because they like to have like a clear and space to work, maybe they want to organize their paintbrushes. So think of the system that'll work for you and maintain. So once you are done working and creating in that space, and everything is, your projects are completed, then put those tools back so that you can find them the first time you look. So I hope those strategies, again, you know, list those spaces you need to get organized. Think about what space will bring you the most joy, but also ease your stress and also bring out your creativity. That's where you start. You purge, you trash, you donate, you organize, and then you maintain. I would love to hear from you, especially if you enjoy listening to this podcast. So please leave a review on the platform that you're listening to. So if you're ready to get your life organized, virtual sessions are available. Whether it's your paperwork, schedule, or overall life, I'm here to help guide you on your journey to organization. Visit my website at janetandtaylor.com and schedule a complimentary 15-minute session. Take action now and start making progress today. And I always like to take a moment just to say thank you. Thank you for allowing me, following me on social media, and for your likes and your shares. I love it when I look and I see somebody shared something I posted. Thank you. And please continue to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest. And of course, I have a board that's for the organized crafter. And don't forget to check out my YouTube channel and subscribe and click the bell for reminders, because there you can see the conversation in its entirety in video. And if you are thinking about getting your life organized, don't get overwhelmed. Join my Facebook group, Living Life Totally Organized. It's a community of women supporting each other on their journey to living a life that's totally organized. It's free to join. Each week, you know, we continue the conversation started here, but then also members post questions of their organizing dilemmas. I come on live, give them strategies. I, you know, keep them motivated and inspired. And it's a wonderful group. And also they inspire and motivate each other. So it's fabulous. So, you know what time it is. Do you have your little dance going on, whether by the kitchen sink, the dining room table, or in the living room? It's Toss It Tuesday time. And this is where I help you declutter and simplify your life. So, we're in a new season. So it is time to actually get rid of stuff. For example, how many of you still have an IKEA catalog? I'm ashamed to say I still had one and I finally got rid of it. Because you can do everything online now. So what is your Toss It Tuesday? I would love for you to share it with me. So, and make sure you tag me. Tag me at Janet the Organizer on I'm now on Threads, but I'm also on, of course, Instagram. And of course, you know, also Janet the Organizer on TikTok as well. So make sure you tag me. And this week, for the weekly app suggestion, my app suggestion is Archive, K-I-V-E. And they send them art of your kids, and you can choose a book or mosaic. So for all you parents who have all those wonderful art pieces, originals from your children, you can send it to Archive and they will create a book or a mosaic. So now you can have something a little bit smaller, but still keep those memories. My book, before I jump to my book suggestion, because I think some of you already know my book suggestion. So I'm getting excited about the book suggestion. My product suggestion is, on my Amazon page, I have an art/craft section that helps you organize paper, ribbons, markers, and so much more. Check it out. And my repurpose suggestion. You know, it's spring. So what about some of the things in your household? Maybe you've got some boots. Maybe you've got some cups. Maybe you've got some furniture and more. So check out my Repurpose the Garden Pinterest board. My book suggestion, I bet you already know what it is. My book suggestion for this week is The Art of Organizing, An Artful Guide to an Organized Life. And it is the book that our guest Nicole has written. Again, The Art of Organizing, An Artful Guide to an Organized Life. Make sure you check it out. And my quote for this week is, creativity is intelligence having fun. I think I'm going to repeat that. Creativity is intelligence. Having fun. Well, I want to thank you for tuning into this episode of Got Clutter, Get Organized. Please spread the word about the podcast to your loved ones, your social media followers. Make sure you show your support by leaving a review. And of course, make sure you see what are my upcoming free webinars that are available to help you live an organized life. So until next time, have a clutter-free day. But most of all, make sure you have an organized week.